We often hear a lot of criticism about aid and development from various quarters, but it's really encouraging that the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, the Australian government, has had a very good, thorough, independent look at the work of the Global Fund to fight AIDS, TB and malaria, and has given it excellent assessments all the way through. Since it was founded back in the early 2000s, the Global Fund's just had a remarkable impact on getting on top of the global problems with HIV/AIDS, with TB and malaria, and particularly in our region. So it's great news.
Well, it has a budget of $4 billion a year, which sounds like a lot, but spread over the world's poorest countries, it could be spread pretty thin. Why does it have so much impact? Why is it working?
The idea has been to get the countries as partners. So it's not just a matter of helicoptering in large amounts of malarial bed nets or treatments for HIV or tuberculosis, but working really with the countries on the ground to make sure that the pills get into the mouths that are needed, where they can do the most good, that the anti-malarial bed nets are up on the in the villages where they can be most effective in killing the mosquitoes that spread malaria, and that we get really great new tuberculosis treatments where they're needed. It's a partnership with the countries. It's not people coming in from outside and trying to tell them how to do things. And this has worked tremendously well in most areas of the world. We're seeing tremendous reductions in death rate from malaria, from new HIV infections, and with TB wherever this model is being put into effect. There's still a lot more to do. For instance, in the Asia-Pacific region, we know that 5 million people are HIV positive, but for all the good work of countries and the Global Fund, we've only got 2 million of them on effective antiretroviral treatment. So there's another 3 million to go.
In the South Pacific region and the island countries, we have some serious health threats. AIDS, malaria in particular, TB. We've got drug-resistant TB. There are some forms of drug-resistant malaria now. Are we going to be able to keep up with the way that the diseases keep mutating and coming back at us?
We've got the tools. We understand the problem. And if we have the right funding and delivered where it's most needed, we can drive malaria out of business. So I'm very sure about that. The one thing with malaria is it can never be kept stable. So we have to keep on pressing and pressing, using all the tools, anti-malarial bed nets and so on, and make sure that we break this cycle of parasitic infection in the South Pacific. In Papua New Guinea, we can see an emerging problem with drug-resistant tuberculosis. So we need a lot more effort and attention there to work with the Papua New Guinea government to make sure that we can drive this out as well. And in the Mekong, thanks to initiatives like the Asia-Pacific Leaders Malaria Alliance, which Australia is right behind, the Foreign Minister Bishop and DFAT, we're looking at really innovative ways to get on top of malaria in the Mekong as well.
Well, you're the Executive Director of Pacific Friends of the Global Fund, so I would assume that you would say this kind of thing anyway, but are there any areas where perhaps we're falling down, where we could do a bit better?
Of course, and these three diseases are the big killer diseases, but, you know, when we look around the problems in our region, in the Pacific and elsewhere, we can see a lot of the other diseases that really should be looked at very closely, diabetes, obesity. Some of these non-communicable diseases also need to have good strategies implemented. The frustrating thing is we know what to do. We know what works. It's not a matter of conjecture, but it's always mobilising at the grassroots level and governments to make sure that each dollar of aid and money that places like Australia spent has maximum impact on the ground. Yes, indeed, I support the Global Fund, but I've been in this business a long time, and I certainly wouldn't have devoted my time and effort and energies to supporting the Global Fund if I didn't see on the ground how well it works. It's really tremendous, and I really hope that more of our parliamentarians can go to these countries and see how well the Australian taxpayers' money is being spent.